Quatto! Yes, it's Nico here with you. Welcome to McBrainless on the B-side of the various single and everything. Yes. Ah, you're saying to yourself, I've heard something very reminiscent of this before. Well, maybe you have, and maybe you haven't. Who knows? It could be on the various B-sides of some other band that we know, don't we? Yes, well, I don't know anyway. I don't know whether I can mention that. It might be detrimental to my own business here. Well, it was on the old B-sides of the Iron Maiden stuff. Sod it, there, I've said it, see? Yes, again, welcome to McBrainless. 5 or 6 minutes, or however long I decide to mumble on to you. Ah, I've got a joke for you. If I can remember it. Now, how's it go? There's this boy, see, and he goes into hospital, and he's lying in the hospital bed, and the nurse walks in, and she says, "Listen, mate, I've got some good news, and I've got some bad news." She said, "What would you like to hear first?" He said, "I think I'll hear the bad news." She said, "Well, look, we took you downstairs this morning, and we x-rayed your brain, and we found a tumour in your brain, see? So we had to operate pretty swiftly and remove 7/8 of your brain." "What's the bad... Oh, fuck it up. Fucked it up." Oh, no, I was on a roll too. It was sounding cool. "What's the bad news?" We better start again. No, oh, that's something like it anyway. Whatto, Nico here! Yet again! Oh, you're saying to yourself, "Oh no, please not again." Yes, we all remember those various little bits and bobs I did not so long ago on the B-sides of the various Iron Maiden. Oh, dare I've said it. Oh, dare I say it could be very detrimental to me own little business here, what? Anyway, you are listening to McBrainless! Yes. Oh, did I say McBrainless? I didn't mean that. Oh, by the way, when I was at school, as a wee lad, my headmaster in my junior school used to say, "McBrain, the only brains you've got are in your name." I think he might have been right. Anyway, this is Welcome to McBrain Damage, a little title so kindly donated to me by my very good friend down there in Houston, Mr. Jeffrey Hammer. He came up with that one evening in a silly mood. We were sitting there having dinner and mumbling and jumbling, and he said, "Oi, son, I've got this great idea. Why don't you do something called McBrain Damage? Whoa, great big structural deal and T-shirts and all that good mumbling gear and lots of dosh-making stuff, I don't know. Oh, listen, I've got a little joke for you." Ha-ha, you thought you were going to get away with it. No, not on your life. Here is it. Here it is. I tried to do this earlier, and I messed it up, but this time, for you, I shall not mess it up. Anyway, this little boy, well, he wasn't a little boy, he was a big boy. Of various parts and things. He was in hospital, see? And a nurse walks in the room. She says, "Oi." He said, "Yeah, what do you want?" She said, "I got some good... Listen, I've got some good news, I got some bad news." He said, "Oh, okay." She said, "What do you want to hear first?" He said, "I think I'll hear the bad news." "Oh, well, okay," she said. "I'll get the bad news out of the way." She said, "Look, listen, Ram Sammy, we took you downstairs this morning and we x-rayed your brain. We gave you a brain scan. We found you had a bit of a bad sort of tumour in one or two places of your nut. So we decided we better operate there and then and remove it. And we had to sort of take about, you know, 7/8 of your brain away." He said, "What's that good news?" She said, "We bought you a bass guitar." Now look here, Rod, this is for me manager. See, he said to me, "You've got to tell some drummer jokes." Well, poo-poo, I can't bring down my own business. Mean, you know, these drummers. See, it was supposed to be we bought you a drum kit, but I decided to change it. As it happens, it could have been a guitar or a keyboard or anything, I don't know. Anyway, this is fun. It's such a gas because, as you've heard, Rhythm of the Beast, off me, it's a little single that we took off me drum video, which is called Rhythms of the Beast. Very original, that. I've heard that something like that somewhere before, have you? Anyway, I hope you liked it. Myself and Dave Murray, as you may or may not know, is my cahooting buddy in that there band Iron Maiden, that's it. And We sat down one day and we wrote this song, and Mickey Moran did the horn part for me. No, the brass part, you fool. And I think it's a crack. It's the first song I've ever written, or co-written with somebody. I've sort of dibbled and dabbled and just come up with that with Davey. Sweet. I've got another joke for you. Want to hear another joke? Right, too bad you're going to hear it. There's these three guys, right, and they're sitting in a bar. And two of them are sitting there talking, and the other bloke sitting on a stool next door, overhearing the conversation. This bloke goes, I've got an IQ of 130. And the guy goes, have you? By Jove, bloody great, sir. Oh, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm the percussion player for the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, no less. Oh, I said, great, aren't you bloody marvellous? That's a coincidence. So tell you, oh, by the way, what do you do? I'll tell you what I do in a minute. He said, I've got an IQ of 140. Bloody five more than you, isn't it? Whatever, I don't know. Bloody goodness, he said, it's a coincidence. He said, what do you do for a living? He said, funny enough, I'm the percussion player for the Halifax Youth Orchestra. By Jove, and the other geezer sits down next door and says, yeah. He says, yeah, I've got an IQ of 30. He says, and I'm the guitar player for a rock band. Stupid, isn't it? I mean, I messed it up. Who gives a toddle whether I have or not? Anyway, listen, I've got to go. And it remains for me to say goodbye to you and everybody else. And a great thank you to all the geezers who shall remain nameless. Who put this video and put the single and PMI on all Martin Axby and everybody else down there at the good squidging gear that get this video to you boys and girls. Thank you, everybody, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, because it's been a great time for me. And God bless you all. Ta-da!